Good morning, everyone. My name is Taha Kasood. I'm with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I'll be moderating this talk today, or this panel today. Unfortunately, Dr. Dave Buckridge, we believe he's delayed on the flight, so we'll try to adjust a little bit here. And then if he doesn't show up, we have something else maybe from ISDS that can help us present. We'll start today. This has been a lot of development going on over the last year, especially with getting prepared for meaningful use. CDC has been working very closely with the International Society of Disease Surveillance and the community on identifying what does syndromic surveillance means and for providers. And that discussion continues right now at the final stages with the Office of National Coordinator. On the panel today, we have Bob Eckley from Beth Israel Hospital, Julia Gunn with the Public Health Commission in Boston, and Dave Buckridge, I hope he shows up today. He's the president of ISDS, also a professor at McGill University. So we'll start with Bob, just kind of give us his perspective from the provider side, having worked with us and with Boston Commission Public Health over the last year.
I'm from the provider side, so we're the folks who have been sending the data over to public health. Prior to 2004, we did a quarterly report to public health. Starting in 2004, we implemented a little more immediate reporting. Basically, we started sending information about ED visits every night. So each evening, we transmit a small series of clinical data points about each of the patients who were seen in the ED that day. Then after the records were coded, that's process done for billing, it happens a few days later, we would transmit the information again to public health, this time with the ICD-9 diagnoses attached. So this was a simple tab-delimited custom format. It was sent via FTP or whatever mechanism we could come up with to go between the two institutions and give something that was a little more immediate. Now with meaningful use, we have a new format. It's significantly wordier, but it is a standard, which will make life easier, I think, all around. This was not a difficult format to implement, particularly if you have HL7 experience. In fact, I would say far and away it was the easiest of all of the meaningful use documents that we produce. Beth Israel Deaconess is currently qualified fully for meaningful use stage one, and our syndromic surveillance message is passed without a problem. This is not quite a standard HL7 AO1 or AO4, for those of you who speak HL7. The AO1 is the record which you would normally send if somebody was admitted as an inpatient and potentially as an emergency room, depending on how you handle that in your system. The AO4 would be how an emergency room admission would be transmitted normally. We don't fill in all the fields on that. And not a lot of them are required, fortunately. We strove from the beginning of this to send anonymized information out so that there would be no issues with what we now call PHI. The meaningful use standard has carefully preserved that. So, for instance, name and date of birth are not required to be sent as part of what's called the patient identification segment, or the PID. The standard then uses what are called OBX, or observation segments, to transmit the actual information. Patient's temperature, chief complaint, and since they don't have the birth date, even the age is coded as an observation segment. It is that standard, non-standard, if you will, coding that will make it a little bit difficult to generate this purely with, say, an interface engine from an existing feed. It may be possible. It depends on what your individual hospital's feeds look like. But it's likely that you'll want to have the vendor that works on your registration system put this together for you. And fortunately, since it's meaningful use, again, the value of the standard is it's very likely that they will do that in order to qualify. Once they do, and it actually passes validation, which is a very strict process, by the way, then the receiver, in this case Public Health, always underfunded, will have a much easier job accepting these feeds. So the good news is that the easiest meaningful use standard format to implement is the syndromic surveillance.